you know, there's gonna be a meeting.
All right, not a, much of a break between those two, but we will go ahead and get the Water Supply Committee meeting rolling. My leg just hit the chair and it started going down. Item number two, approval of the minutes from the May 3rd, 2021 meeting.
Move to approve, second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, minutes are approved. Number three, public comments. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to make a comment to Water Supply?
Kevin Cunane, Dunes West. First, congratulations, Mr. Duffy, on excellent job and on your retirement. Congratulations to the new person. That's the water stuff. The other stuff is in your capacity as council members. As you know, public comments been shortened at committee, at council meetings, so we have to take every chance we can get. You, something was brought to your attention about a sick child that was bullied. A town official, the mayor, exacerbated that situation. You've had plenty of time to see the specifics. It's time to act on it. You're all parents. Mr. Rambo, you're an educator. Do you look the other way when there's a bullying accusation, or is it at least investigated? If it's your child, Ms. Hyatt, you get a call at school, do you ignore it? Do you address it? Ms. Whitley, same question. It's time that council takes its number one priority, which is protecting children, seriously. Thank you. And by the way, the mayor should probably resign because it's really embarrassing for him. And all his donors and all his campaign will become this, which is ridiculous. He should just resign. Thank you.
Are there any other, anyone else here from the public that would like to make a comment? Going once, going twice. Okay. We will move on to item number four, introduction of Mount Pleasant Water Works incoming general manager, Alan Klum. However, before we move on to that, I would like us to briefly recognize Mr. Clay Duffy for all of his years of service. He started as the general manager of Mount Pleasant Water Works when I was 2 years old.
Thanks a lot, yeah. Jay.
That's actually not a lot. And I'm going to read one quick quote from Chairman Rick Crosby. From managing the utility through Hurricane Hugo in his first few months on the job to securing the state's first reverse osmosis water treatment facility, he confronted challenges decisively. His every action over the last 32 years embodied our commitment to providing high quality, reliable water service to our customers. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jake.
Now, if you would please do us the honors of introducing someone who has an impossible task to fill your shoes.
Well, I got a couple of things. First of all, thank you very much for that, and good morning, everybody. I got a few announcements today. As you noted, there's no secret that I'll be retiring in 29 days and 5 hours. As a general manager.
But who's counting?
It's been a pleasure working with Eric and town staff and, of course, you, the elected officials of Town of Mount Pleasant over the past 32 years. It's been a pleasure. And we have great leadership, have great staff, and it's just been a real wonderful experience for me to work with such a great group. Next, I'd like to introduce Alan Klum. Alan, he'll be taking over as general manager on July the 1st, and Alan is a competent water professional. He's worked with NOAA, Mount Pleasant Water Works, on a previous tour duty and as a lab director. Went to work with the City of Charleston Water for a while, and then has returned as our operations manager. And I'll let Alan have a few words here in just a second. The next announcement that I'd like to make is that if those of you that might have ridden down Ben Sawyer Boulevard, the causeway this weekend, you might have noticed that 1 mile long piece of pipe is gone. Last Tuesday, the contractor, Quality Contractors out of Florida, successfully pulled that one piece of pipe underneath the Intracoastal Waterway in 14 hours. That's an amazing feat of engineering and construction technologies. It's crazy. And soon we'll have three connections to Charleston Water System, which will be able to provide water to Mount Pleasant, but it'll also be able to reverse that flow and provide water to Charleston Water System, especially the islands in there, if there's a need to reverse that flow and provide them with water. And lastly, on May the 25th, the commissioners of Mount Pleasant Water Works will be celebrating the completion of Mount Pleasant's first water resource facility. This $70 million expansion of our Rifle Range Road treatment facility will serve our community for decades to come with exceptional water treatment. And as with all water systems, you have to have commissioners with vision that's focused on the future needs of our community and a staff that can make it happen. And for at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to make sure that we have a supply of water available for our growing community now and in the future. And I'm grateful that you have both. And so with that, Alan, you got it.
Thank you, Clay, for the introduction. It's really an honor to be standing here, and I look forward to working with each of you individually, collectively as a group. We've done great work over the years. We certainly anticipate continuing that. We'll push our mission forward of protecting public health and the environment. That's what we do. And obviously, Clay, I'm going to miss seeing you around. It's going to be different without seeing Clay in the office, but our team, we are positioned very well for the future, and I continue to push towards excellence. So thank you, and I look forward to working with you.
So, Alan, congratulations. And I know before you head out, we're going to adjourn here in a second for this committee meeting, but I know there's other council members not on the committee that would love to introduce themselves to you.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, and I'm going to stick around for a little bit too, so
all
thank
right.
you, Jack.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. And all right.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
May I?
You may.
Couple things. I avoided the public comment, but I got to say, Ms. Hyatt, since you're on economic development, I didn't get to speak at that meeting. I do want to acknowledge a couple of things. First of all, it's great to hear the discussion about how you plan to administer your strategic plan for economic development for the community. And it's great to work with folks like Steve and David Ginn and the commerce folks. And being sure that we have a strategy that supports our community. And it was interesting to hear Kathy talk about the you know, economic-based, asset-based economic development, community-type driven plan. And I think that's great. And we talked a little bit about the 1% money that Mount Pleasant provides to the town each year. It's about $500,000. You know, you probably know this, but I've always been a supporter of an economic development corporation. It's a private-public partnership that helps take some of the politics out of economic development and provides opportunities to be able to get around some of the issues relative to FOIA, some of the discussions, the sensitive discussions you have to have with prospective businesses. And so that economic development provides you a network, a vehicle to accomplish those delicate discussions in private. So then you can make the announcements when things are good and everybody can talk about it in a positive way. But I did want to just suggest to you that 1% money could be a seed money for an economic development corporation and help provide you a way to help foster the economic development strategic plan for the town of Mount Pleasant moving forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Anybody have anything? Okay, with that, we will stand adjourned. Thank you.